The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God with the Way It Ought to Be program. The time God called Jacob's trouble, which it seems that we may have entered beginning in 2008, and it may be the very end time of Jacob's or the United States and the British people's trouble. God has a plan, and he is working out his plan, and at some point in his plan comes a time he has to act and correct this earth to bring people to their knees. God is going to bring Jacob, all 10 tribes, and that does include the United States and the British people, to our knees first. Just maybe he has begun to turn his back on his chosen people, Israel, and let us see what our end will be without his blessings and protection. He will let the whole earth come to the brink of annihilation, so we will learn our lesson that it doesn't pay to turn our back on God, his word, and his laws. That's exactly what we as a nation and world have done. Notice what God has to say in Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, meaning a crooked generation, a generation that doesn't want to obey God. They are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. That's what God says about the United States and the British people. God has said, I will withhold or withdraw my blessings and protection from my people Israel, because they want nothing to do with my way or with me. And we have proved that big time, my friends, the way we have drifted from our Maker since we became a nation. In verse 15, God continues, But Jeshurun, meaning Israel, grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. Yes, God is telling us what we have done. My friends, this was spoken before Israel had an opportunity to grow fat and lazy, before they ever possessed the promised land. This is a dual prophecy. It was for ancient Israel, and that began to be fulfilled big time after the death of King Solomon, and even during Solomon's reign, roughly 900 B.C. And they continued to drift farther and farther and forget God until their way, their evil ways, caught up with them in the 700s B.C., and they were taken captive by the Assyrian Empire, and finally, England became a nation from ancient Israel in the 10th or 11th century A.D., and several hundred years later, the United States rose up as a nation from the same people, ancient Israel. God says that we have forgotten our God as well, and that our ways are fast catching up with us. We also are paying a big price, but the price will get much higher to the price of captivity, just as our ancestors, ancient Israel, paid. But God says it will be the worst time in human history. Now I know most of you that hear this program and many other programs I have made along this line won't believe God is talking to our nation and to you and me individually. You won't believe that he's talking to the United States and the British people. But that doesn't void God's word. It will still come to pass. If you live long enough, you will see it and have to try to survive the worst time ever in human history. Unless you repent and turn to God before it's too late. I hope you will, and God wishes the same thing. God says he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Notice what God has to say in Ezekiel 33, beginning in verse 10. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, Thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, As I live, says the Eternal God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? God is speaking to the United States and the British people. And he's telling us to turn from our evil ways so we will continue to survive as a nation, yes indeed, and not be on our way out as it seems that we are now. My friends, those words were penned at least 130 years after Israel were taken captive in 732 through 718 B.C. This is for our day, the end time generation, and it is for the United States and the British people mainly. And if you don't heed, you will wish a million times you had, especially if you are one trying to survive the end time of Jacob's trouble and finally captivity, which will still be Jacob's trouble. God says, turn, turn you from your evil ways, speaking to our nation and the British people as a whole. Now, my friends, use your mind, think, and look around. Are we living and building, or are we deteriorating as a nation financially and morally? I want to give you a few statistics as to what we, America and Britain, the British people, had and were producing 50 to 60 years ago when we were at our zenith. 50 to 60 years ago, together, the British Commonwealth and the United States produced 60% of the crude petroleum, not including our vast foreign investments. But by 1966, the fatal year in which the British Colonial Office in London closed its doors, marking the official death of the British Empire, that 60% of all the world's crude petroleum output had been reduced to 32%. Now, where are we now, my friend? Think about these things. Britain and America mined 1.5 times as much coal as all other nations combined. But by 1966, our portion had shrunk to less than 1/3 of the world's production. Together, the British Commonwealth and American people in 1950, together the British Commonwealth and America produced in 1950 3/4 of the world's steel. Think of that, my friends, 3/4 of the world's steel in 1950. The United States alone produced almost 60%. In 1951, we produced 1.3 times as much pig iron as all other nations combined. By 1966, this basic index of wealth had skidded down to 1/3 of steel production and only 17.8% of the pig iron. We possessed nearly 95% of the world's nickel, chiefly from Canada, 80% of the world's aluminum, 75% of the zinc. But where did we rate in 1966? Only 3.6% of the world's nickel, 40.2% of its aluminum, 12.4% of its zinc. In 1950, the British Commonwealth completely dominated the production of chromite from South Africa. Together, Britain and America produced 2/3 of the world's rubber. Think of that, my friends, 2/3 of the world's rubber in 1950, and dominated the world's copper, lead, tin, bauxite, and other precious metal output. By 1966, we produced only 2/3 of the world's chromite, 23.4% of its copper, 9.9% of its lead, no tin at all, and 6.3% of its bauxite. The British Commonwealth produced 2/3 of the world's gold in 1950. The United States had 3 times as much gold reserve as a total for the rest of the world. By 1966, the U.S. gold supply had been diminished so much that the dollar was in jeopardy. The United States in 1950 alone produced 73% of the automobiles. By 1966, the U.S. combined with the U.K. produced 55%, 44% from the U.S. Japan, Germany, France, and Italy are making huge gains. Now think of that, my friends. Let me quote that again. In 1950, the United States alone produced 73% of the world's automobiles. Where are we today? We are about bankrupt. The big three are on the brink of bankruption, crying to the government to bail them out, while foreign automakers are living big time in the United States and planning big time to keep their production going and growing. What has happened to America? Our problems have come upon us and are overtaking us because we continue to drift farther and farther from our God. And as God has said that He would correct us because our sins have multiplied. You can read that in Jeremiah 30, verses 12 through 15, and many other prophecies that God predicted about end time Israel. God tells us to turn to Him, repent, and He will bless us. He also tells us that if we don't, then He will correct us very severely to bring us to our knees. Notice what God has to say in Deuteronomy chapter 32, beginning in verse 18. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten the God who fathered you. God is speaking to you and me, my friends, to the United States and the British people, and it does include you individually and me individually. That's an indictment from God. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful. Well, how mindful are you of God and Jesus Christ? Says you have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned you because of the provocation of his sons and daughters. And notice what God has to say in verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. And my friends, we're fast coming to our end. What does it look like to you? God says, I will hide my face from them. I will withdraw my blessings from them and see what their end will be, because they don't want to obey me. They don't want to go my way. Notice in verse 29 of the same chapter here, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Yes, God wants us to consider our latter end. But have we? Surely, if we had, we wouldn't be in the shape that we're in now. You should consider your remaining days. Where will you be when God begins to correct our nation? Now, so far, at this point in our time, in our nation, in your life and in my life and the life of the United States, we are reaping the results of our way. Our sins are fast catching up with us. But God says in many places in his word that if we don't repent, says he's going to correct us. God said he would punish us 7 times more for our sins if we don't wake up and repent because of what we're suffering already from our own ways catching up with us. He made that statement 4 times in Leviticus chapter 26. And each time, his correction would be more severe until we finally repent. You don't need to go through all that, my friends. All you need to do is repent, going and walking contrary to your God. Begin to live by his word. Turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Call upon his grace. Repent of your sins and begin to walk in his footsteps. And God says that he will protect those that do that. And you won't have to go through the worst time that has ever happened to human beings since the creation of mankind. And it is coming, my friend. It's God's word, and it is coming. And you are being warned. What will you do? We have a couple of articles that you should read, and you would enjoy reading them, and they're free for the asking, just like all of our literature. All you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and request, what do you mean repent, and why does mankind suffer? Or you can just ask for the articles, 208. We'll know what you mean. You may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com and request those articles as well, or you can log on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God with the Way It Ought to Be program. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand and turn to him.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, 1 block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.